WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. Cloudy with a slight chance of showers today. 72 for the high. Right now, 52 in the NRV, 58 in Lynchburg, and 57 in Roanoke.
Every time you say that it's cloudy with a slight chance of something, what do you hear, Monica?
Cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
I hear meatballs.
Every time, too, and I was like, yep.
Every time you don't say meatballs, I'm slightly disappointed.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm going to start saying meatballs on occasion, because that was a good movie.
Yes.
I remember seeing that at the movies when it came out. I'm going to go see it just for the meatballs.
There you go.
You know what drives me crazy? Something I've been dealing with for the last couple of days. So I have a few dents on my car, like that one I told you. We had that windy day. Somebody opened a door. And kind of dented my passenger side door. And then on the top, on my the roof of my car, I have a few like indentions where like tree branches have fallen and hit. So I want to get those fixed. So I've been trying to call this place that says they do dent repair. And I've reached out to them twice. And they have not returned my call. I talked to somebody first and they said, let me get back to you.
Yeah.
And then I called again and they're not getting back to me. Like, it's like, I have money to give you, but
exactly.
I can't spend it. It drives me crazy.
Maybe it's a sign from God saying that you don't want to take your money over that to that business.
Well, the universe is saying, don't you go
don't
there.
Don't do it.
We're trying to tell you.
Yeah.
This is your universe Yelp review.
If anybody's listening right now that has a suggestion for a mobile dent repair company that can come out and fix some dents in my car, text the show to 52353 because I may use one of those.
Yes.
What's on your mind, Antoine?
My name is Antoine Terrell. And it has been 30 days since my last Amazon purchase.
30 days? Why?
30 days. It's been a month, guys.
What's going on? What's wrong?
Why is it something wrong? Why are you not celebrating me kicking my addiction,
you see me?
Monica?
I'm clapping, but I'm concerned. It's a concerned clap.
I like to point out that you said, can I see you clap? Because you're clapping so softly, no one can hear it.
And it can't hear you.
You are not applauding me. I don't think I've done it on purpose as much as I'm trying to stop buying things I don't really need. Because what happens is I'll see something on TikTok, I'll see something on YouTube or whatever, or just scrolling Amazon, and I'm like, oh, I could use that. I don't need it.
Don't need it.
May never actually use it to its full capabilities, but I'll buy it.
Yes.
So I'm trying to change that. I'm trying to curb that behavior and save a few dollars.
Saving money.
That's a real clap
That's a
right
clap.
There.
Yes.
Antoine, while you were having that conversation, I opened up my Amazon app to see when my last purchase was, because I feel like I do buy a lot from Amazon. My last purchase, I feel pretty good about myself. March 14th.
Look at you.
That's almost a month.
You've almost made it to a month. I am super proud of you. Monica, your turn.
Okay, so last week I ordered, but it was only one item. So I'm starting.
Just one item in a week.
Thank you. Don't be ashamed, because before March 14th, it was like at least every 2 or 3 days.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
I don't understand it, but if you're one of those people that just love to drive up to a movie theater, go to the concession stand, buy some popcorn, and then leave without seeing the movie. Well, my man Chris, not Chris of the K92 Morning Thing.
Because I've done that.
but Chris Randazzo has spent the last 10 years of his life coming up with an invention that's going to help you out. It is the popcorn bucket that can fit in your cup holder.
Oh.
And so I'm going to show Monica a picture first, and then she's going to show...
Okay.
I can already tell what it looks like without looking at it. It's the bottom part is the size of the cup holder, then it gets bigger.
Yeah, it expands out
because,
at the top.
And he says he doesn't want it to lose like any of its girth. Like you still want to get a lot of popcorn. In fact, here's Chris right here talking about it.
I've been working on this for a long time, all the way back in 2014 when I first came up with the idea. And I thought to myself, if there's only a way I could just put this bucket in the cup holder, then I could put my arm around my wife and still eat the popcorn. Eureka. That was my eureka moment. Well, I applied for patents. He even told me, he says, I think you got something here, kid.
Okay, so his wife inspired him because he was like, dang it, get out the way, I need my popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said the seed of the idea started on a night that he found out like that his wife had cancer and everything. Mm-hmm. And they loved to go to see movies together, and he was worried they'd never get to see a movie together. And
oh.
So therefore he came and was like, okay, if we have to watch movies at home, if we can't get out, how can we get that popcorn feel?
Yeah.
And that's where this idea came from. It's not a terrible idea. If that's your thing, I'm just not a popcorn person.
Oh, see, I love movie theater popcorn. I usually, you know, get a bucket or get a little small. If I get the small bag, I feel like that's just gone.
Uh-huh.
You know, but get a bucket. And there was one time I was leaving out of the theater, last one leaving, and they had a trash bag, a full blue bag.
Absolutely not.
A popcorn. But the thing is, I have like 30 plus nieces and nephews. I'm a great auntie. But so I was like, I know where I can take this popcorn. The kids can enjoy it.
Yeah, and I like his concept of eating popcorn in the car because, let's be honest, when you're driving, you see a lot of drama and stuff going on. Like, oh, well, let me eat some popcorn. Uh-huh. You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing. It's Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Yeah, yesterday I witnessed a couple of mom friends, neighborhood mom friends, not really going at it. They're not fist fighting or anything, but you could tell there was some tension in the air. And I'm driving by and I see them standing in the front yard. And I'm like, okay, they're not happy. They're not smiling and kikiing it up. So there must be some drama going on with the kids.
Did you slam on your brakes?
Well, see, that's the thing. Because I started to just like hit the brakes, pull into their yard. And, you know, I'm like, hey, what's up? Everything good? That's I know. And that's usually how I would do it. And I'm like, yeah, you know, need help with anything? What's going on?
Yep.
But I said, no, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit the gas and I'm going to go home.
you're going to take yourself
I'm
out
gonna
of it.
Yes, I'm going to let them solve it.
I'm not going to put myself in it so I don't have to take myself out of it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So what stands out to me in this story is that there was a time in your life where you would have stopped.
Yes.
You would have been driving, not just walking down the street, not running, not exercising, not being out in your yard. You are literally driving in your car.
Yep.
See two people who you do know arguing. You would stop your car.
I would stop.
In the middle of said argument.
I know.
That blows my mind, and I find it hard to give you credit for not doing that because I feel like that's what you're supposed to do. Keep driving.
Oh, well, for me, I see what's going on between two people that I know that are friends. I'm like, I want to intervene to see if I can help smooth things out. And at this time, I said, no, they're going to solve it. They're going to figure it out.
Well, I have a question for you. You know, you said you know both of those. Now, if it were me and I drove by and kind of ignored it, I would have texted one of them. Okay, what was going on?
Oh, Chris, the temptation was there. I didn't do it.
No.
I didn't do it. No. I said I had too much work.
I would have had to know what was going on. Like, what is going on?
I figure I'll find out later today. Because somebody will wander over and it's like, oh, you won't believe about what happened yesterday.
Look at you two nosy Nancys just getting involved in all the neighborhood drama.
I'm kind of disappointed you didn't text
me. I did. And it was, but when I tell you my phone was in my hands, I was like, don't you do it. Don't you do it.
Oh,
I'm proud of you, Monica.
Thank you.
You mind the business that pays you and it's not the neighborhood drama.
You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris with our question of the day for you to win your way into the Down by Downtown Music Festival. Festival on Friday night, the 19th, for our headliner show with what's her name?
Margot
Price.
Uh-huh.
That's what I was gonna say, and then I'm like, okay, wait, that's
it was a brain fart moment.
Yeah, it was. And I've said her name multiple times, and all of a sudden, look, that's how ADD works. I tell you that right now. So here's your question, but we want to get to the phones here. Who do we have standing by?
We have Jessica and Addison. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
All right, so our question of the day is, which artist broke the record for the highest grossing concert tour of all time with their 2019-2020 tour? This was up until that point for the highest grossing tour. Was it A, Taylor Swift, B, Ed Sheeran, or C, Beyonce?
B, Ed Sheeran.
That is correct.
Woo!
Now, since then, it's Taylor Swift with her Eras tour, but at the time, in 2019-2020, Ed Sheeran had the highest grossing tour of all time.
That's a sneaky question right there.
That's
a sneaky one.
Well, I did preface it at the beginning saying, okay, it's not the answer you think it is. So
See, I would have thought Beyonce. That was the first one that popped in my head.
All right. Well, Jessica and Addison, you got the tickets, a pair of tickets to Down by Downtown. You're going to see Margot Price April the 19th in Elmwood Park from K92.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, y'all want to give a shout out to anyone this morning?
Well, shout out K92 and our Morning Thing.
All right. Thank you.
be prepared to facepalm because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber. Criminal Edition.
I don't understand how you could be angry that you're saving money.
Angry, that you're saving money?
Yes. Angry that you're getting a discount because there's a man that's currently on the run right now that pulled out a weapon on a Burger King employee because the Burger King employee saved him $3.
And he's mad about it.
And he was so mad about it, he pulled out a weapon on the Burger King employee. Here is Howard, the Burger King employee, talking about what happened.
He ordered like two sausage, egg, and cheese croissants and sausage biscuit and hash brown. The order came up to $8 and he actually thought it was, he was like, my order can't be right. It came up to, it should be like $11. And I'm like trying to explain to him that we had a promotion going on and like it's cheaper. He started cussing and getting all loud and I was like, well, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I don't know why you want to pay more money. I don't know why people are so angry out here at 9 o'clock in the morning.
9 o'clock in the morning in a drive-thru at Burger King. You save $3 and you pull a weapon out on my man.
That's not right. But maybe he was tired of things changing in his life. He said, I done had so much happen to me and so many changes. If one more thing changes, damn it, I'm going to do something.
Well, I was just thinking his total was $8. That's expensive. That doesn't sound like a discount.
It was cheaper than $11. Yeah. So it was still a discount.
I need like a double discount.
Oh. So you're pulling a weapon out because you didn't save enough money.
I ain't pulling a weapon out. I will pull out a coupon, though.
Hey, ladies in the place, I'm calling.
Advice and solving life's biggest dilemmas. This is The Ladies Room with Monica Brooks on K92.
Monica, Antoine, and Chris in The Ladies Room, and we're not alone because we have Sophia, and she's having issues with her mother-in-law. What's going on?
Girl, I can't tell you, my mother-in-law has really pissed me off.
I'm going to be honest, Sophia, you coming in hot right now. The whole girl thing got me thinking you and Monica best friends. I'm starting to get nervous.
Maybe we are. Hold on. Okay, but what is mom-in-law doing?
Listen, I caught her downstairs with her bra off giving my newborn skin-to-skin contact.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My newborn.
Okay, well, one thing, when you have a child,
explain to me, because I don't know what's happening.
When you have your baby, usually, at least it's been a while since, my kid's a little older.
Yeah.
But you would embrace your child, lay the child on your chest, mom and child bond, and get that skin-to-skin contact.
Okay,
usually
so
you are, shirtless, because you're going to breastfeed, and you know, it's important.
So what the mother-in-law is doing is actually normal for the actual mother
for the
of the baby
to do.
That's okay. Right. I'm learning. This is a class for me, guys. Thank you so much.
This is something not for family and friends, okay?
Right, yeah.
I mean, it's my job. I'm the mom.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So she tells me I'm overreacting as a new mom, and it doesn't make any sense. I'm on maternity leave. She refuses to help with dinners. She doesn't do any cleaning around the house. I just feel really disrespected. She doesn't hear my concern.
Okay, well, the thing is, so she's there holding. I mean, it helps when someone's available to hold baby, cradle baby, all that stuff while you are getting a nap or taking care of business. That is helpful. She's definitely crossed some boundaries. And if she's not doing anything other than, breaking your rules, then I think she needs to go.
Yeah, and did you tell your husband you caught her doing this?
I did tell my husband. He said he would talk to her, but that has not happened yet.
Oh, he's going to work all day.
He's trying to figuring out the right words. He's like, Mama, I need you to put a shirt on. Like, it's a hard conversation.
Is he just staying away from home?
That's probably a good idea for him.
I think he's just staying away.
Guys, I'm even afraid to take a nap because she might be somewhere trying to breastfeed my child.
Oh, she better not. What was it, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle? Remember that movie back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, don't look at it. Don't watch that. No, okay, well, this is interesting. I don't know how many people have been in a situation exactly like yours, Sophia.
I can't help it all. I'm just going to sit here with my pencil and pad. I'm just going to take notes and learn.
Because I'm just going to say, if I ever see my mother-in-law do that, I might have to say, put the baby in the crib for a second because we going head to head.
About the box.
All right, yeah, it's on and popping. But, there's a solution to this. And you can text into 52353 or you can give us a call at 540-774-9236. And let's help out Sophia the best way we can in the ladies' room on K92.
All the ladies in the place with style and grace.
advice and solving life's biggest dilemmas. This is The Ladies Room with Monica Brooks on K92.
Yeah, and we're trying to help out Sophia. Sophia, she needs help setting boundaries with her mother-in-law. Mother-in-law who is really trying to be the best grandmother, but taking it a little too far by doing skin-to-skin with the baby and taking away from mom's time.
You know one thing, an unintended result of The Ladies Room, I get to learn. I get to be educated. Because I just never realized that, you know, this was a thing. Like, the skin-to-skin contact, how that's reserved for just the mother
to
build that bond and that connection. I thought that was just in The Jungle Book.
It was in the movies.
It was a Disney thing.
Yeah, well, we asked you to text us at 52353 or call at 540-774-9236. And we have Denise who has some advice.
Hello. Yes, yes. I think she's being a dramatic new mom. I wish I had a mom-in-law to, like, help me out when my kids were born and babies. Like just showing love in her own way. That's what she's doing.
Mm. I understand that, but don't you think it's a little weird that she walked downstairs and saw her the baby laying on her mom's shirtless chest? I mean, to me, that's a little boundary crossing.
I think it's really, really, like, showing her love and really affectionate, and I think she's being dramatic, and she obviously, like, doesn't know how precious it is to have some help, and that really helps.
All right, I'm just going to remove myself from this conversation.
Yeah, I know, this is a tough one.
Okay, as the rational one on the K92 morning
thing. Okay.
I think, you know, we do have two parties here, right?
Yes.
We have Denise, who wishes she was in a similar situation, Sophia, where she had extra hands. Denise sounds like she didn't have any help, so she was stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
And Sophia has too many hands and other body parts
helping
out. I do think there is a middle ground there, because with everyone I know that's ever had a child, having that help, whether it's a mother-in-law, a sister, a cousin, whatever, helps out so much. So there has to be a compromise of mother-in-law being there, but maybe not imprinting on the baby with her breast,
you know,
but
what?
Figuring out some other way to be there.
I'm glad this is, you know, this isn't visual. My face.
I see it all in my eyes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, I'm glad, because this right here, no, there's no way. But we thank you, Denise, for coming in the ladies' room to help out Sophia, okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and continue to text us, 52353. If you have a comment, 540-774-9236. K92.
You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
It's Wednesday, so let's put our thinking caps on and do a little would you rather. Feel free to play from home or your car or the school or wherever you are. Just text in your answer to 52353. We're going to start with an easy question. Would you rather have ranch on everything that you eat? So if you consume it, there's going to be ranch on it. Or would you rather have chocolate on everything that you consume? Every food, not liquid beverages. Ranch or chocolate? You really have to think about what you're eating here, because it's easy to say chocolate.
Yep.
But then you start thinking about, you know, chicken tenders or wings or something. So what are you going with? Ranch or chocolate?
Okay, so I actually prefer chocolate over the taste of ranch. However, most of the things I'm eating are going to be like normal foods. And to your example, chocolate on chicken would be kind of gross. But, you know, ranch is okay. So I'm going to go with ranch.
Monica is the notorious ranch hater.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't even cheer for Hidden Valley High School because of the ranch.
I can't
just
do
kidding.
It. Sorry, Hidden Valley.
She loves the Titans. But so, Monica, what are you going with?
I'm going for chocolate.
I'm disappointed in you.
Could you imagine putting chocolate on some wings or something from
B-Dubs? Don't knock it till you try it.
That is how much Monica hates it. All right, your next question, your next would you rather. Because we were talking off air about the brand new Joker movie that's coming out. They just dropped a trailer for that for Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga. And that movie's going to be kind of a musical. So here's your would you rather. Would you rather the entire world, from your perspective, become a musical or a foreign film with subtitles? So basically, either everyone is singing everything, or You have to read what everyone is saying.
Sometimes I create my own musical in life. And I mean, you'll see me walking about life just singing to myself.
That is true.
And even
I've
my son,
you.
Like Hendrix, stopped me one time. He said, why do you always sing to yourself? I'm like, because I can and I want to.
He said, calm down, Mary Poppins.
Yeah. So I'm taking musical.
You're going with the musical.
Mm-hmm.
Because subtitles are distracting to me and I can only pay attention to one thing at a time, which is hard in general. I'm going to go with everything being a musical because I feel like everybody's in a good mood when they're in a musical.
Yeah.
And I want to be surrounded by good vibes.
Subtitles, he said.
Let me introduce you to a couple of musicals like Sweeney Todd and things. I'm going with subtitles.
Really?
I would go with subtitles. Can you imagine? Like, I'm at the grocery store and I'm just trying to get out, and that cashier just wants to sing out everything that he or she is scanning.
Oh, you're getting jelly beans and fruit roll-ups.
I'm getting arrested because I'm punching you in the face.
Antoine likes grapes.
All right, here's your last would you rather. And this is a really thought-provoking one. Would you rather you have to spend 24 hours with a version of yourself? Are you choosing a past version of yourself or a future version of yourself? And here's the caveat. You can't use this information to get rich and famous. So you can't say I'm going to choose my past person so that I can invest in Apple products. You just have to hang out with an old Monica or a new Monica, an old Chris or a new Chris for 24 hours. Who are you rolling with?
I'm hanging out with old Chris.
With old Chris?
Yeah. I feel like life is much simpler back then.
You're like, that's a better Chris, a better version.
Yeah.
Ooh, oh my gosh. I think that I'm going to hang out with, I want to check out future me. You know?
24 hours, you have to be with a future you for 24 hours.
Future me. And then I'm like, I don't like that wench. Then I'm like, I'm going to figure out something.
Chris, what time frame of an old Chris do you want to hang out with?
I would like to be hanging out with Chris when he is like around 25.
Okay.
25-year-old Chris.
25-year-old Chris.
Yeah, I made some decisions that probably weren't the best.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to kind of go back and revisit how I came to that conclusion. So.
Oh.
Chris, you're going to screw up on Saturday. Let's talk about why.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Oh, yeah, we love some food, don't we?
I enjoy a little drizzled chocolate. Drizzled ranch.
Well, Bon Appétit, their restaurant week is going on, so you have until the 13th to try some delicious foods. And so that includes Donnie D's Bagels. I've heard a lot about Donnie D's Bagels. I've seen pictures. I follow them on social. Uh-huh. And One Love Coffee House. I've been there. Mm-hmm. Top Dog's Pub and Deli. There's so many restaurants.
You got my attention with that one. That one sounds like it has some good hot dogs.
Oh,
I need to go there. I need to try that.
And a good hot dog has a nice snap to it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so if you're in the Bon Appétit area, be sure to check out some delicious foods. Post them on socials with hashtag BocoEats. You know, so people can see the tag, see the food pop up.
Nice.
Yeah, and they're giving away $300 worth of prizes and gift cards to different restaurants. So very nice. Mm-hmm. So TikTok, we all enjoy our TikTok. Well, it looks like they're going to battle with Instagram because they have started testing a new photo and text sharing app. So basically, some people have started receiving notifications that they go to TikTok where there's a pop-up saying that they will be able to post photos in the notes section of TikTok. So it's turning into Instagram. They'll have like an Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Everybody doesn't have to do everything. Like, this is annoying. This is frustrating because Instagram has its own lane.
Yes.
TikTok has its own lane.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook has its own lane. Let's stop trying. X, Twitter
has
its own lane. Let's stop trying to spread out. Do what you're good at. Focus on your strengths.
But you say that, but then what if it's really, if it's fun and entertaining?
That's what people thought about Threads.
Oh, Threads. I forgot about Threads.
And no one's using Threads. We got excited for Threads for 48 hours.
And you can't get off of Threads, right?
You can't delete your account.
Okay.
Once you create an account, if you delete your Threads account, you have to delete your Instagram account.
Oh, that's how they got you.
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, okay. You're Threads for life.
All right, Sly Stallone. People are not feeling him these days because, okay, they say that he is a very toxic man. And that he's creating a toxic environment on the set of his new Paramount Plus show, Tulsa King.
Tulsa King is so good, too. I think it's maybe on season two.
Season two. Uh-huh.
It is so good.
Yeah, currently in production. They said that he's calling staff the extras ugly.
What?
And he's calling people names and laughing at them. One person he called a tub of lard and a fat guy with a cane. And he asked for pretty women to be surrounding him. And he said, so he was talking, you know, nasty about the ladies. And of course, the director is saying that none of it is true, which I don't believe that director. But he's saying none of that's true because his wife was on set. he wouldn't want pretty ladies around him because his wife is there.
Do you understand how much of a jerk you have to be to call someone a tub of lard? Mm-hmm. To actually form your mouth and say tub of lard. You are the jerkiest of jerks.
Yes.
And the story's very telling because it says his wife is on set. His wife is on set for a reason, to keep him from hitting on other women. And if you remember, I want to say maybe this was a year or 2 years ago, he and his wife are about ready to get divorced.
Oh.
And then they ended up shooting a reality show. So they had that show Sly, I think. So they stayed together for that. So I think there's been problems in Sly and
this stuff going
his
on.
Wife's marriage for a while. Mm-hmm. All right, I am obsessed with a rodent right now. Mm. I know that sounds weird, but I'll explain. It's the K92 Morning Thang with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. So there is a rodent that a lot of people are having as pets. And there's a bunch of videos on TikTok of people owning a capybara.
Capybara.
It's spelled C-A-P-Y-B-A-R-A. It's actually the largest living rodent.
Okay, I'm looking at it right now.
Yes.
It is adorable for a rodent, because when you think of rodent, you're thinking of like something kind of like ick, like
ew,
a rat.
Yep.
But these things are adorable. They get anywhere from 60 to 174 pounds.
Yeah, it's like a huge hamster.
Yeah, and these people have this capybara like jumping up on their bed and mm-hmm. laying with them on the couch, and they have made like a little swimming area. These capybaras love to swim, so people are posting videos of their pet capybaras on TikTok, and there's even a song that people are using.
A song?
Capybara
song. There's a capybara song that you'll hear in a lot of the videos. Here's an example of the song.
Capybara. Capybara. Capybara, 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 capybara.
Capybara.
Capybara, 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 capybara.
All right, so
is that the Temu commercial?
No, it feels like some kind of spell.
No.
Putting on you.
Capybara. I'm like, see. Capybara, capybara. You're going to be singing that song all day now.
Shakira. Mm-hmm.
But I would, my ultimate goal is I want to pet a capybara.
You want to pet
one? Oh, I thought you want.
No, I can't handle one right now,
okay.
But I would want to like pet and cuddle with one and feed one.
Okay, who has a capybara out there?
I know that some zoos have a capybara. I don't know if our Mill Mountain Zoo has capybaras here.
I don't think they do, but.
But if you're obsessed with the capybaras like I am, call the show at 540-774-9236 or text 52353. And if you have a pet capybara, I will pay to come spend time with your capybara.
You'll pet sit?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Hell, you don't even have to be obsessed with one. If you know what one is, I'm going to be surprised.
Yep.
And they look adorable. And like, to Monica's point, they do like, you know, heavier set hamsters.
There's a big hamster. You need to have an exotic pet license in order to have one.
Uh-huh. But so the capybara license. Like, I'm hoping I'm introducing a lot of people to the capybara today.
Capybara.
These things are adorable. You can see the capybara videos all over TikTok.
Maybe Mill Mountain would get one just for you, Chris.
We had somebody text in saying it's called capybara, but we verified the pronunciation. And it is capybara, just like the song says. The song
capybara
is correct.
Capybara,
capybara,
capybara, capybara, capybara, capybara, capybara.
Makes me want to buy one.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't want to pet it. I feel like I need to purchase one.
Yeah. It's like coming up next on K92, we got capybara.
Exactly.
I'm going to put that song in heavy rotation for a week.
Good. It's only 11 seconds.
But I am looking at our text messages. There's a lot of people obsessed with the capybara. And most people say that I can go to Lynchburg and go to Sequest. Sequest at River Ridge Mall has a capybara that you can pet and feed. Guess where I'm going this weekend?
I can't believe how many people rolled in with their, you know, fascination with capybaras.
We got like 25 texts here of people obsessed with capybaras.
Mm.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
No, you did.
No, no.
Let us know how it is. And you're new to the area anyway, and I don't think you've been to Lynchburg yet, so it's a good time to get there, pet you some capybaras, and hang out.
Do we need to play the song again so you can pronounce it correctly?
You mean
capybara, capybara.
This is WXLKHD.
Thought the first date went great, but now you're being left on red? Time to find out why you're being ghosted. This is Blown Off with Monica, Antoine, and Chris on K92.
All right, at this point, we know if somebody's featured on Blown Off, it's not for a good reason. There's a problem, and we have Brayden on the phone this morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
probably much better than you since you're on Blown Off today. I take it you haven't had too much luck dating lately.
Yeah, I mean, I can get along okay. I just, I met this gal, Marie, who went on a dating app, and not sure why she's not getting back to me after our most recent date.
I will say this, Brayden, your energy is really good for someone who got blown off.
Like, I know.
I love the positivity coming out of you because I'd be a little depressed.
Yeah, he sounds delightful.
Hey, I mean, no one wants a sad sack, you know what I mean?
That's fair.
So what happened on the date?
You know, we finally met up for dinner, and I paid for dinner, was a total gentleman. We had a really nice time, some nice connection, a little hug at the end of the date, and I thought we were going to have number three, but she just hadn't called me back. I don't know what happened, because I thought we had a good connection.
All right, so we reached out to Marie, and we have Marie standing by. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning.
So you heard what Brayden had to say. Was that accurate?
We went out on two dates, and there was something that happened on both dates, and I don't know, after the second time, I was just kind of grossed out, so I didn't want to answer his calls anymore, to be honest.
What happened?
Don't tease us. What did he do? What happened on both of those dates?
Gosh, what's the nice way to say this? His breath smells like hot garbage.
What?
I don't know if that's the nice way to say it, but I feel like there was probably a nicer way to say it.
I'm so sorry.
What are you talking about?
So after the first date, we kissed, but at first, when you were coming really close, I was kind of holding my breath. I was like, what is happening?
Ooh.
Why does his breath smell so bad? But obviously, I dealt with it. I wanted to kiss you. I was like, okay, could just be an off day. And then the second date, when you went in for a kiss again, your breath smelled just as bad. It was really like rotten fish both times. And
oh my!
I mean, do you brush your teeth?
That's just rude.
Marie, I would like to point out that you said you were trying to find a nice way to say it, and you brought up his bad breath three times, and not one of those times was a nice way to say it.
And maybe he's on a military diet. That's like tuna fish every day, you know?
I am blown away by this. I've never heard that. I do take my oral hygiene very seriously. And I brush my teeth. I didn't even order anything with garlic in it on our date.
Do you use mouthwash?
Yeah, of course I use mouthwash.
Brayden, has anyone ever mentioned anything about your breath ever?
No, never had that complaint before, ever.
I mean, you sound like a man that brushed his teeth, you know, so.
I mean, you're too good looking to have such bad breath. Like, maybe you need to go to a doctor, get it checked out. I mean, you're so hot, but the breath.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Kind of. There was a compliment in there. I'm glad you found it, Brayden.
Maybe that's the case. I never heard that before, and I'm just definitely taken aback. I would love to see you again, Marie. I would love to take care of that, you know, and maybe we can play doctor sometime.
Okay.
All right, Brayden. You're becoming less hot now.
Yeah, this is becoming like creepy.
What do you mean? I'm just saying, like, maybe I should go see a doctor about this issue, because that's what she's saying. You know, I wasn't trying to be inappropriate or anything.
We hear you.
All right, Marie, so what do you think of Brayden? If he goes to the doctor and gets his breath checked out or goes and buys, like, maybe some new mouthwash, would you go out on a date with him again?
I mean, it's the only thing kind of keeping me back from going out with you again. So, yeah, I mean, if you get it figured out, sure, we could give it another try.
Just promise me that you won't blow me off if there's ever anything else that you have an issue with again, because the radio silence was kind of getting to me.
Clearly, you had to get me on the radio.
That's true. But, Marie, I think that's a fair ask from Brayden. Like, if you guys go out on this third date and it's something else that's, you know, standing out to you, instead of just disappearing, just let them know. Give them a heads up about it.
Okay. Listen, the truth hurts, but I guess for the fact that you can handle the truth.
I can take it, Marie.
Good luck, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks, you guys.
If you've been blown off recently and you want us to get down to the bottom of why, all you have to do is email us your story to mornings@k92radio.com and you could be featured on Blown Off. It's the Morning Thang with Monica, Antoine, and Chris, and we're getting you in to go see the Rail Yard Dogs in the playoff games on Friday at the Berglund Center, and we have Kathy on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kathy, you're here to play Wordplay. Who do you want to play with today, either Antoine, myself, or Monica?
I'm going with Antoine.
Oh, you are?
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
Why are you picking Antoine this morning?
I am feeling it. I need these tickets.
Oh, okay, so you're feeling
it. Okay, all right.
I think Kathy missed
the point. Don't ruin this for me.
I think Kathy missed the point in a happy hour triple play when I picked the lazy song because I didn't feel like doing anything.
You better win her these tickets.
All right,
well,
Kathy,
we're going to change that.
Uh-huh. All right, I'm going to head out to the soundproof chamber so you guys can do your thing.
See, I think it's good that you chose Antoine because he knows more about sports on this show than anyone. So I think you're
in good hands.
Okay, the first word is love. When I give Antoine the word love, what do you think he's going to say?
I'm going to say letter.
Love, okay. Letter. Okay. The second word is time.
Time clock.
All right. Mm-hmm. The third word, best.
Best friend.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth word is heart.
Heart shaped.
And the last one is always a name, Harry.
Carrie Underwood.
No, you say Harry?
Harry, H-A-R-R-Y, the guy.
Oh, Harry.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say Harry Styles.
That's a good one.
All right.
All right, Antoine. Come on back.
Antoine, get back in here.
All right. I am back. How did Miss Kathy do?
She did great.
She did great?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the pressure really is all on me.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, boy. I got you, Kathy.
You only have to match two for Kathy to win these tickets.
Right,
I think
just,
you can do it.
Just got to get 40%. I can do it.
Mm-hmm. All right, the first word is love.
Potion. Love potion.
Love potion. Oh.
Kathy, what did you say?
I think I know she didn't say potion.
I said letter.
Yeah.
Significantly better answer.
Uh-huh.
All right, the next word is time.
Time. Sports, I'm a basketball coach. I'm going to say timeout.
Timeout.
What did you say?
I said time clock.
Time clock.
I would have liked it better if you said time after time. You know,
I just sang it, too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, listen. We have three chances to get two answers right, Kathy. I'm not going to let you down. I promise.
All right, good.
Antoine has a couple chances.
All right, the next word is best.
Best. I feel like I am being the opposite of this to Kathy. I'm going to say best friend.
Yay!
All right, there we go.
Best friend.
Uh-huh.
I don't even have to ask her what she said because her reaction says it all. Best friend. All right.
All right, the next word is heart.
Heart. We're going to go with heart because I'm giving it to Kathy. How about heart attack?
Oh.
Kathy, what'd you say?
Oh, no.
That was a good one, but I said heart shape.
Heart shape.
That's how Monica let me know
wrong
I had the wrong
finish,
answer.
Antoine.
We got this. One more. I'm good with the names.
All right. The last one is Harry.
Harry, as it was, Harry Styles.
What'd you say?
Yes, I said Harry Styles.
Antoine, you... Woo! Look, Kathy, I was ready to fight him for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, I just, you know, I'm full of suspense. I like to make it suspenseful, keep everyone on the edge of their seats. Like,
Kathy said she's not here for that. She
Kathy is going to be on the edge of her seats Friday night when she's cheering on those Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs in that playoff game. So I was helping her practice, get ready
for
it.
Yeah, Kathy. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah, he got them for you. You got that 4-pack of tickets to see the Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs. That's going to be this Friday night, courtesy of K92.
It's Monica, Antoine, and Chris. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. I listen to you guys every day. I love listening to the different things you talk about. But I want to know what you think of this card I got in the mail.
All right. What did it say?
Well, I went to my cousin's wedding last month, and they sent me a thank you card. And it says, thank you for your generosity and coming to our wedding, yada, yada, yada. Love, the newlywed. Like, it's the most generic card I've ever seen. They didn't even write their names down. Is that normal now? I don't know. Am I too traditional? But that doesn't seem personal. Am I ungrateful?
I may be the wrong one to ask because I think thank you cards are dumb. I don't like thank you cards. I feel like they're unnecessary, uh-huh. Whether they're for weddings, graduations, birthday parties, showers, whatever. I hate giving thank you cards, and I don't really enjoy receiving them because they go right into the trash.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm surprised you even noticed that they signed the newlyweds.
Casey cares.
Yeah, she cares. What did you give them?
I got them a really nice blender.
See, I'm on Casey's side on this because if I spend time trying to pick out the perfect gift for you, or if I go to your wedding registry and you have a list of things that you want, I'm going out of my way to get that for you. And the fact that you're going to send me a thank you card and it's so generic, they can't even put their names on it. It's like they had like mass printed cards that we're just going to hand them out to everybody.
Oh, see.
And it's not personal at all.
Yeah, see, I guess I'm not really offended by it. I'm like, people are busy with stuff. I'm like, they took time to send me a card. They recognized that, hey, you know what? You sent me something. You gave me a gift. Here's a thank you card.
And Casey, like, I definitely understand where you're coming from. Like, to Chris's point, like, you want that personal thank you. But on the flip side of it, they had to send out those thank you cards to all the guests. Yeah. Like, they have so much going on, unpacking, opening all these presents, whatever, whatever. Like, they just like...
They probably got tired. You know what?
We thank you by inviting you to our wedding in the first place. You know, that's thank you for future gifts.
And I can see where, you know, they probably started off with thank you cards to grandma and different people in the family. And they started writing little personal notes and just started losing steam. And say, you know what? The newlywed.
Well, Casey, we appreciate your call. We're going to open this up to everyone else. So call the show at 540-774-9236. Or you can text into 52353. What do you think of getting just a super generic thank you card, especially for a wedding you went to? And if you put a lot of thought into their gift or gave them something they really wanted, what do you think of generic thank you cards? Give us a call this morning. You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And just a few minutes ago, we had Casey on the show who called in to complain about a thank you card that she recently got when she went to a wedding. This is what the card said. Thank you for your generosity in coming to our wedding. Yada, yada, yada. Love the newlyweds.
Yeah.
She was offended by it. It was such a generic thank you card. It's like they didn't even need to send it out.
The yada, yada, yada tells me that that was the most fun wedding that she'll ever attend.
Uh-huh.
That bride and groom or bride and bride or groom and groom, whatever the situation was. They were fun people.
Yeah.
It was a party.
Well, we got several texts here, but we got this one here. It says, thank you cards are ridiculous. Waste of paper and money. If you're invited to my wedding, you know I want you to be there and appreciate you. I don't feel the need for a card.
Okay. See, I get that.
Let's see. Sarah says, people are always looking for things to be offended about, and there's some truth to that.
Yes. Josh in Christiansburg, though. He said, I'll be much more receptive to thank you cards if they put money in them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm all for that one. Like, I paid $50 for this blender. You put $10 in the card.
Yeah.
It was $10 off.
No,
I support
it. It doesn't work that way. When you give somebody a gift, they don't give you a refund of $10 or a discount.
If you put money in my thank you card, I'm coming to your next event.
Yes.
Invite me to everything.
It's a bribe, Antoine.
Hashtag good news. Hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
Estimating, how long do you think you could hold an abdominal plank? How long do you think you could hold one? Like right now, if I were to say go and put a stopwatch and you went until you collapsed, how long do you think you could do it?
Give me 5 minutes.
5 minutes for Monica? What about you, Chris?
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
I think Chris is going to say five.
I'm going to up my time now. I was originally going to say a minute, but I'm like 2 minutes. I'm pretty good with planks, even though I hate them.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But I hate burpees more, so okay. I'd rather do a plank.
Yeah, if I can zone out, I can go for a minute.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad, unless you're comparing yourself to Donna Jane. Because Donna Jane just broke the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest plank, and I'm not even going to tell you the time. You can listen to it.
I'm Donna Jean Wilde, attempting the longest female plank.
The record to beat today is 4 hours, 19 minutes, and 55 seconds.
I love to work out. I love all sports and to run. And I just found I couldn't do that with a cast on. The family was doing little planking challenges of a couple minutes. That was one thing I could do for the next 6 or 8 weeks with a cast on. I realized that I could read and do things when I was planking, and I fell in love with it. Whatever it is that you like, if it's sports or academics or music, arts, whatever it is, the more you practice, the better you get and the easier it becomes. And then you can help others around you.
So the record was 4 hours and 19 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, that woman's core.
Donna Jean went 4 hours and 30 minutes.
Dang.
She didn't even stop at 20. She could have stopped at 20 and broke the record. Yeah. She goes, no, I'm going to 4.5 hours. And she was there. She was sealed off. Like, she was on like a table looking thing and her family was around watching
her.
Yeah,
they ate on her. They put a plate and dinner plates down. They said, you know what? Set the plate on mama.
She did have some AirPods or something in her ear where she had her phone in front of her. And you could see her scrolling on her phone. So she was listening to music. She was reading books. She was watching movies. And her husband said that while she was practicing, they would watch a movie at the same time, but she would be planking the entire time that they were watching a movie.
I have a question for Donna Jean. She said she could do a lot of things while she was planking. I want to know how she peed. Did somebody come, like, put a bucket
you just
under?
Hold it.
I feel like that's the easiest
put
thing.
Put a bucket under her?
Well, she probably was squeezing so hard to hold that position, it just froze inside. It just, like, right there. Just settled.
I'll tell you right now. If I had no self-respect, planking would be the easiest time for me to pee. I'm just laying there, just all... warm and stuff. But shout out to Donna Jean. Whatever your goal is today, just know that you can do it and ignore my comment.
Stick season from Noah Kahan on K92. It's the Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And one last time, let's give out this hour's cash keyword that could possibly win you $1,000. And it was order, O-R-D-E-R. Order. Mm-hmm. You're going to enter the cash keyword order at K92radio.com or on the K92 radio app. And of course, we give out keywords all day long. You only have to enter each word one time. Mm-hmm. So good luck.
Yeah. And tomorrow's show, Covert Confessions. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite parts of the week because, you know, throughout the entire week, Monday through Friday, we are confessing our daily lives to you.
Yes.
Some of the things we're proud of, some of the things we should not be proud of, but we are confessing to you. So tomorrow around 7:40, that is your chance to give your confessions to us.
I don't know why when you say the confessions, I was thinking about your earlier confession that if Antoine was to plank, he would pee his pants and just settle in the warmth of that pee. And enjoy his plank.
I don't like how you're not giving any context.
I know.
That,
that's
to
why
that
I had to,
quote.
They have to go. They have to go back and listen to the podcast.
Because I'll be getting it. They have to wait for the podcast. Because with Chris, because there was a woman that broke the record. She planked for 4 hours and 30 minutes, and she said that she could do a bunch of things while she's planking.
Yep.
And Chris called out on whether or not she would use the bathroom while she was planking.
That's right.
And I said if I was going to make that commitment to plank for 4 hours and 30 minutes, on top of reading books, watching movies.
Yeah.
If I need to go 4 hours and 30 minutes, I'm going to pee while I'm there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to hold it back. That will be the most comfortable place to pee, in my
opinion.
One of
those little doggy, little puppy pads underneath them.
I was going to do a bedpan.
Oh, a bedpan. That works, too.
I don't even know why we're talking about this. Because
okay,
Monica.
All right.
I think it's best if you're going to plank that long, just wear adult diapers. How about that?
I'm peeing everywhere. Y'all going to know that I went.
Okay, so we're going to have tickets for the Rail Yard Dogs, right? Tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah, the playoff game is going down Friday night at the Berglund Center at 7:05, and we'll give you another pair of tickets, actually a 4-pack of tickets, tomorrow morning at 8:20.
Yeah, because you have to be there. Unfortunately, we are down 0-1 in the series.
Mm-hmm.
It is the best of three. So we need to win on Friday to force a game on Saturday, which will also be at home. But the tickets that we have for you are for the Friday night game because we need to win that one before we can think about anything else.
It's going to happen.
We're number 3 seed, taking on the number 6 seed. We should win this. We got this. Mm-hmm. So make sure you're here at 8:20 tomorrow because they need your butts in the seats on Friday when we give out those tickets to the Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs. But before we get out of here today,
we have the Morning Thing Nugget. Find a little positive in your day and grow from it. That's it. Find a little bit of positive.
Yes. And
maybe find a dollar on the ground.
Oh, see, I just found out that I could probably pee while planking.
Oh, see, that's your positive.
And I'm just going to let that grow. Brand new episode of The Thing tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Peace.
Toodaloo.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92radio.com.